Mayor Tom McDermott of Hammond says with a neighbor like Chicago, it's important to be proactive. He says license plate reader cameras are part of his solution.
Chicago had a high crime year last year, and you know, I'm Chicago's next door neighbor. Hammond and Chicago share a border, so I think we need to take action to secure ourselves not just against that, but against anybody that wants to come into our city and break the law.
McDermott says these cameras can help save time by finding suspects quicker.
If we knew that my house was broken into at 4:30 a.m., and at 4:32 a.m. there was a car matching the description I gave that passed underneath the license plate reader, you can get that license plate number and, you know, use the data to get the owner of the car and where they were.
Privacy experts might say, listen, I'm just driving through here. This is basically an illegal search.
Well, I mean, anytime you're on a public road, you're waiving your expectations of privacy. I don't think it's an illegal search. It's just like, you know, I imagine you probably have a cell phone in your pocket right now. I can tell you from firsthand knowledge that police departments across America are using cell phones to pinpoint exactly where people are, if they committed a crime or not. We could literally find out where you are right now by just, you know, if the police departments had a warrant, they could pinpoint you exactly where you are at any point in time because of your cell phone.
There will be 33 cameras spread throughout the city. There will also be two on police cars. They have already begun installing the cameras, and they'll be fully installed by March.
And I think the LPR cameras are going to form a border around our city that'll give our police department one more tool to catch the bad guys with. I want the bad guys to know. I want them to know. Don't come to Hammond. We have technology, and we're going to catch you. It's making it harder to be a criminal, and that's a good thing for all of us.
In Hammond, Stephen Lattimore, Lakeshore Public Radio.